Hello, AWTR Mill Spouses. This is Brooklyn Morgan, Army Wives Network's Special Projects Coordinator. Each week, our mission is to empower military spouses, veterans, and family members across the globe, and we are inviting you to support us in that mission. After you listen to this week's episode, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. You can then send us a screenshot of the review at info@armywifenetwork.com, or feel free to send us that screenshot in a DM to us on Facebook or Instagram with our handle @armywifenetwork to receive a special in real life gift as a thank you on behalf of Army Wife Network. We appreciate your engagement and support. And now, it is time for this week's new episode.
Attention, Mill Spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Welcome to the final Army Wife Talk Radio episode of 2021, the podcast that engages, educates, encourages, and empowers military spouses around the world. I'm content editor Sarah Peachy, and this is episode number 867, our annual holiday show.
And I'm content curator Chrissy Gibbs, joining Sarah for this holiday special. This is one of our favorite shows of the year as we celebrate the holidays and wrap up our 16th season of podcasting. Oh my gosh. On today's show, we have the honor of listening to an interview with Paulette Fryer, the 2020-2021 Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year. Throughout the show, we'll also be hearing from our Army Wife Network Command Team members with some special holiday features, including family traditions, combating stress, getting a little bit of encouragement, making the most of the season of life that you're in, and fun ways of celebrating. We'll also hear from News 6 Jolene, Resource Recon, Empowerment Agent, and just so much more.
Before we jingle bell rock and roll into this holiday, special holiday broadcast, Chrissy, I would love to hear how things are going with you this holiday season. How's the end of 2021 shaping up for you?
Well, as you can hear, I have a little bit of a cold, but otherwise it's been going really well. My family is actually choosing, since we are only staying in this duty station for 1 year, to just kind of lay low and do Christmas as a small family unit. So I'm kind of excited to do some different traditions and not do the whole big travel to family bit. What about you?
Oh, that's so nice. We did the same thing actually in Leavenworth. We went home the first year. We were there 2 years and, went home the first year, and then the second year, we decided it would be better to just stay and relax. And it was really nice. It was a nice change of pace for us.
Yes.
But this year we decided we're gonna make the trek home. It's not as far away as it was from Kansas. So yeah. We're gonna take a day, drive up, and we'll have about 2 weeks with family, which will be really nice. My kids have not been home to see like my family in almost 2 years. So it's time.
And you're also probably going to get a little bit of that chillier weather, right? You know, you get that real Christmas feel.
I know. It's so funny. I was just talking to my husband. I think it was over the weekend because it got nice and warm down here. It was almost 80s. And
oh, wow.
You know, you're turning over to December and you're like, where's my coat? Like, I don't need it. And I don't need a scarf. And I can just walk outside in shorts and a t-shirt. Like, what is this?
it just doesn't quite feel right. I feel you on that, because when we were in Florida last year, and we've been in Florida for quite a few Christmases, but you know, it doesn't have that, like that smell of like the fireplace, you know, like warming everybody up, mm-hmm. and obviously the snow on the ground. It's just a different kind of Christmas, I guess.
I'm sure if I was from down here, it would be different. And this is what
right.
I would expect.
That'd be the normal.
Oh, well, it did cool off a little bit. So kind of,
but you know, it was only like 60 degrees,
which I feel like I need a coat for anymore.
Yeah.
But like, we spent the last 8 years in places that had four seasons and snow. And it's just so strange to.
What a change.
Yeah. Well, as we mentioned, we have a very special holiday show in store for our listeners today, and we don't want to waste any time. So first up, we'll hear from communications liaison, Sarah Robichaud, who's kicking the celebration off with 5 tips to get organized this holiday season.
Happy holidays, AWN. This is your communications liaison, Sarah Robichaud, with 5 quick tips for staying organized during the holidays. Number 1, make a plan. Whether you are a paper or digital planner, the easiest way to stay on top of things during this chaotic season is to plan ahead. Fill out your calendars with the holidays, your travel dates, when to decorate, when to bake, your shipping deadlines, and when your guests will be arriving and leaving. A calendar is only useful if you actually use it, so go ahead and fill it in ahead of time and give it a glance at least once a day. Number 2, create your shopping list and your budget. This is to help keep your spending in check and to avoid extra non-essential purchases. This goes for grocery shopping as well, especially when planning those big meals and baking days. Don't ask me how I know this, but you do not need 4 bags of flour in your pantry during the holidays. Number 3, start early. Try to get ahead with your shopping, your wrapping, and your mailing. This is especially important this year with the supply issues and the shipping delays that we've seen. So make sure you have everything you need ahead of time, including your wrapping paper, your tape, your stamps, your boxes, your cards, and your decorations. Number 4, try to keep on top of your household chores. As a mother of 2 myself, this is my weakness, especially during the holiday seasons, but I'm challenging you to set aside 30 minutes a day to pick up around your house. Those socks and shoes that get scattered around, especially those army boots, holiday cards, the ribbons, the boxes, 30 minutes a day, pick them up and put them back where they go. Also, try to set aside a designated room or closet to store your Christmas purchases and wrapping supplies. This will help you from misplacing your Christmas purchases and will also give you a way to tuck everything away at the end of the day if it becomes overwhelming. And number 5, the most important tip, is to set aside time for yourself and your family to relax and enjoy each other. Intentionally leave blank spaces on your calendar to avoid burnout. Know your own boundaries with your energy levels, your family, and your activities, and plan accordingly. And remember, at the end of the day, these tips are meant to make your life easier. If this plan doesn't work for you and your family, switch it up. Find what works for you and find what brings you the most joy and do that. From my family to yours, I'm wishing you a happy holidays.
Thank you, Sarah, for helping us stay on track this year. It's so easy to get distracted by our to-do lists, but sometimes we need to give ourselves some grace when we can't be as organized as we'd like. Here's empowerment agent Amanda McNeese offering more about that.
Hello, listeners. This is Amanda McNeese, your empowerment agent here at Army Wife Network. Are you and your family having to pivot this holiday season due to a recent PCS move, a local move, or simply just having your family far away? Mine is. We are doing a Diddy move that is our first time not related to a PCS. So we are pivoting quite a bit this Christmas and holiday season. Plus, I'm expecting my second baby in January. So, in order to avoid stressing out, I'm continuing to keep some of the traditions that I love, like the movies that we'll watch and doing a book advent calendar with my daughter. But aside from a couple of things, I'm letting a lot slide. We'll take it day by day and possibly venture into doing some new activities as a family together. This Christmas, I'm more than okay with having less, not traveling, and possibly the hardest one of all, not putting my tree up until closer to Christmas. But if 2020 taught us all anything, and as Ross from Friends says it best, we have to pivot. So that's what I'll be doing over the holidays. If you are too, no stress, you'll get through this. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Thanks, Amanda. During this time of year, I think it's so important to emphasize the season of giving rather than receiving. So here's Special Projects Coordinator Brooklyn Morgan to share about Operation Christmas Child. Then we'll switch over to get all the news, including some holiday specials from our favorite News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt.
Merry Christmas, listeners! This is Brooklyn Morgan, Army Wife Network's Special Projects Coordinator. I'm here to talk to you guys about that special feeling you get at Christmas when sometimes you want to do more than just give gifts to your family. One of the organizations that I am really close and near and dear to my heart is Operation Christmas Child with Samaritan Purse. It is an international relief organization, which mission is to provide local partners around the world with shoeboxes filled with small toys, hygiene items, school supplies, and then they also offer the good news of Jesus Christ. They ship these boxes out from the United States to children that are affected by war, poverty, natural disaster, famine, and they ship them even to children in the United States living on reservations. It's an amazing program, and I absolutely love everything that they do. One thing that you can do if you are wanting to help Operation Christmas Child is you can pack a box, you can send it, and you can see where it's been sent and see the impact around the world that has been made through your shoebox and your small gift attached to $9 with it. Another thing you can do is you can donate to Samaritan's Purse and have other people ship off these shoeboxes. So this is just something that my family likes to do. We're really big into it. Our church is really big into it. If you want to know more about it, it's on SamaritanPurse.org under Operation Christmas Child. Thanks, guys, and have a great Christmas.
No news is typically good news in this military life,
except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Happy holidays, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. Here are this week's top stories. After 77 years of marriage, Royce and Frankie King celebrated their anniversary with wedding photos they never got to take. Today reported, there was no time to get a photographer or even a wedding gown when they got married on Royce's whirlwind two-day leave in 1944 before he went overseas to fight in World War II. Royce, 98 years old, served in the Air Force and wore his uniform for their impromptu anniversary celebration. The staff at St. Croix Hospice tracked down a 1940s vintage wedding gown for the 97-year-old Frankie. The photographer, Hillary Michelson, is also a staff member at St. Croix. I had the honor of snapping some photos for their 77th wedding anniversary, she said. Absolutely no shame in the fact that I had a hard time keeping it together behind the lens. Get a glimpse of the lovebirds in their finest at today.com. Monica Ori was a new employee when her company announced a workspace competition. She began collecting cardboard immediately and designing her festive entry, a life-size gingerbread house. I consider myself very festive, or as my daughter would say, I am extra, she told Good News Network. I was at first concerned my new colleagues might think I was odd, but soon remembered that I am happiest when I'm authentically me, so I pushed right past any concerns and got to planning. Her life-size gingerbread house featured giant lollipops, candy canes, faux snow, and colorful lights. Monica won the competition, but she also said it helped her break the ice with her new coworkers. Check out the photos at goodnewsnetwork.org. Do you still have some shopping to finish for those who made your nice list? I do. I thought I might not be alone, so I compiled a few links with gift ideas at armywifenetwork.com. From those lists, I've gleaned a few of my favorite ideas, including a pretty plant or a bouquet of flowers, locally produced items, whether that be a craft beer or a handcrafted item like a necklace or soap, a board game or card game, and of course I have a few of our favorites linked for you, a super cozy throw, movie theater gift cards, a gratitude journal, pretty stationery, or even a handwritten note. Check out these ideas at the News 6 blog on armywifenetwork.com. And this week in history, well, it's not so much history, but I did share this last week and I thought it'd be worth sharing again. Don't forget to stop by NORAD's Santa tracking website with your children. You can visit the North Pole to listen to music, watch movies, play a game, read books, and learn some facts about Santa and his reindeer. You can learn about NORAD's headquarters and countdown to Christmas. Then tune in on Christmas Eve for NORAD's annual Santa tracking mission. Check it out at NORADSANTA, so NORADSANTA.org. You can find the link to all of our News 6 reports at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out and wishing you and yours a very happy holidays.
A big thanks to Jolene and her always timely news packages, complete with all the holiday trimmings, just like the presents wrapped at the PX. Sometimes all that wrapping can make us feel stressed. And in case you can't spare the change for the SFRGs waiting outside of APs, we want to make you feel a little lighter.
Yes, we don't want to leave anyone to wade through stress alone. That isn't what we do here. Fortunately, we have two folks that want to send you into this and every holiday season feeling prepared. First up is owner and commander Sherita Knobloch talking about keeping that stress in check. Then News 6 Jolene shares about avoiding stress by being intentional with quiet time. A little something introverts like me need to carry us through.
The holidays can be filled with joy and memory making, or stress if we aren't careful. This is Army Wife Network Commander Sherita Knobloch sharing my biggest tip for keeping holiday stress in check. Ready? Here it is. Set boundaries. As military spouses, we have a lot of pressure thrust upon us year-round, and the holidays are no exception. Many of us don't live near our family of origin or extended family, so going home for the holidays isn't always the most feasible plan. Sure, sometimes the stars align and logistics fall into place, and it becomes a true source of joy. But going home just because other people expect you to, probably without asking, can cause stress and wear on our mental health. If the stress of traveling for the holidays or someone else coming to visit outweighs the joy, consider passing on it. The same thing goes for local invites. If you need to bow out, that's okay. There's power in saying no. Two of my favorite yet gracious ways to opt out of those extra holiday activities are these. I won't be able to attend, but thanks for the invite. Or, I just can't swing it this year. Period. The end. You don't have to come up with a profound excuse or explain yourself, and you certainly don't have to apologize because you've done nothing wrong. Note, boundaries are not the same thing as walls. Walls keep everyone out. Boundaries simply teach people where the door is. And if you set that boundary and someone throws a fit because of it, it's a sure sign that a boundary was probably needed. So listeners, be sure to take care of yourself this holiday season, because healthy, non-stressed spouses equate to a stronger military fighting force.
Holidays can be hard. I find myself hustling and bustling, stressed and scurrying, while Christmas songs blast from every corner, shouting at me to have yourself a merry little Christmas. Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. But sometimes it can feel like the most stressful time of the year. While my calendar fills up, I'm baking and washing dishes on repeat, and my bank account is dwindling. To combat this anxiety that grips me, I'm setting aside quiet time each day leading up to Christmas to help me focus on what truly matters. For me, it looks like a hot cup of tea, turning off all the lights in my house except those on our twinkling tree, lighting a candle, and meditating on the season. Sometimes I turn on music. Sometimes I just rest in the quiet, enjoying the sparkling lights. I might read some meaningful Bible verses or create a gratitude list to ground me when things feel like they're spinning. If you're feeling heavy or stressed this season and don't know where to start, check out Army Wife Network's Spotify channel for a Christmas playlist. Take some time to rest your soul and focus on the things that matter most to you this season. Wishing you and your family a season filled with hope, love, and rest. This is Jolene McNutt, your News 6 correspondent, signing out.
Thank you to Sherita and Jolene for their relatable stories to get us through the stress of the season. The holidays can be a struggle for many in our community, and so I look forward to hearing from our upcoming guest.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Just in the saint nick of time, let's unwrap the first segment from this year's Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year, Paulette Fryer.
Welcome, listeners, and happy holidays. I'm Sharita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. It's time for my favorite part of the week. Time for another inspiring episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. Today, we are chatting with Paulette Fryer, who is the 2020-2021 Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year. Paulette is a military wife and mother of four grown boys. Now that she's an empty nester, she is driven to help, support, and mentor the next generation of military spouses. Connection and support are her goal. Just days after being named Military Spouse of the Year, her family was touched by a PTSD-related suicide, and so she was inspired to create the Million Mile Project to bring more awareness to veteran and military PTSD, as well as support suicide prevention. Hashtag Together We Are Stronger is her favorite slogan, and she loves to bring people together so that no one faces the adversity of the military life alone. Paulette, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. I cannot wait to hear more about what you've been up to and your passion for preventing suicide among our service members and family members.
Thank you so much, Sharita. It's just an honor to be here and to get to share with you and all the listeners today.
Well, we've already mentioned the Million Mile Project that come out of, you know, kind of beauty from the ashes from grief. So talk to us, what is the Million Mile Project?
So the Million Mile Project was something that I created along with the other branch winners from the Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year program. We kind of came together as we were all selected to these titles. And then this situation happened in my family. And I really wanted to do something to help prevent more of these situations from happening and support the cause. And this was in May of 2020. So if you think back to how life was at that time, mm-hmm. we were all still sheltering in place in our homes. No one was doing anything. Everyone was a little bit fearful just of what was happening in our surroundings. And so we decided, myself along with the branch winners, just to try to start something that would get people out and just help with mental health in general, and to do it in honor of my cousin and anyone else that they may have lost to military veteran suicide, and just bring awareness to the fact that the issue of PTSD and in our military and veteran community is just such a serious issue still. So we encourage people to go out and walk and bike and swim, whatever you were going to do to get physically active, which you could do while you were social distancing, mm-hmm. and just kind of help with those endorphins and your mental health in general, and to do it in honor of someone that you were thinking about. So we created a Facebook page. We had 5,000 members within 2 weeks, which was pretty crazy. And so we thought, okay, this is definitely something mm-hmm. people care about. We started a 22-day challenge, kind of ponybacking on that number 22, which traditionally was the number of losses we experience every day within our military and veteran community to suicide. And it's actually a little higher than that right now due to COVID. But we wanted to do a 22-day challenge to just have people join us for that 22 days together. And we had a printable on there on the Facebook page, which you can find on Facebook, Million Mile Project on Facebook, that you could print, put a name of someone you might be doing miles in honor of, and just a way to kind of come together, even though we were apart. And it was very effective. We had a lot of people participate from all over the world. And after that 22 days, we realized we wanted to keep going with it. So it is a project we continue. We still have a ways to go towards that million miles, and that's okay, because it mm-hmm. gives us something to push for and to keep talking about it. And so what's kind of happened since that 22-day project is once a month, we'll have a group come on our Facebook page that shares maybe resources they have, supports that they have, or encouraging messages to our community to just provide some value to people in that community. And so we have about 7,200 people now. And we just encourage people. There's a free app called Strava, which you can download mm-hmm. and use so that it automatically logs your miles. If you're running or biking, or if you do Peloton, come on and join us. We love your Peloton miles. just to corporately be bringing attention to that issue. And it really has brought a lot of healing to my family. My aunt and uncle experienced just a huge amount of healing mm-hmm. through the support they saw in other people going through what they were going through, and just how many people wanted to come together and say, you are important. you need to be in this world. We love you and we're here for you. And let's do this together.
Wow. That's very, very beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Paulette. And
sure.
Again, I just love how that has come out of something so devastating that you really took the initiative to band together with the other branch winners and of the Military Spouse of the Year program to create something that's so applicable and so engaging and really capitalizes.
And so relevant.
It's so relevant. So relevant, mm-hmm. Especially not, you know, even before COVID, but even more relevant now with the difficulties that we're seeing with mental health in service mm-hmm. members and family members. So Paulette, you kind of mentioned a little bit of the why behind why you created it, but what else was your motivation beyond what you've already shared?
Well, to be honest, because of the time we were going through in the pandemic, it really gave people a reason to get out and get active. Mm. And so it was kind of twofold. And I realized that was very helpful for people with whatever they were dealing with in life. And I don't know how it was where you live, but at the time we were stationed in the Washington, D.C. area, and no one was even going outside. No mm-hmm. one was walking. There was nothing. And I know in some parts of the country, it may not have been that way, but where we were, it really was. And so it was a great segue to just trying to get back to doing the things that we needed to do to be healthy and encouraging people to get out. And even if you couldn't, you know, be in a 5K with, you know, 1,000 of your closest friends, right. You could still get out and get active if it was just with one of your family members or someone you could be near and not have to worry mm-hmm. about the social distancing. It just was so good, I think, for people to have something to grab onto that they could do during that time. And it's just extended beyond that now.
Yeah, we totally saw that here in El Paso, Fort mm-hmm. Bliss. Like people were actually getting out, and I've never seen so many people out and about than I did kind of in that early pandemic season. And it was, you know, I always do my, I guess it sounds silly, my walks, you know, sounds like mm-hmm. a very,
it's not silly.
Yeah. But I would always go for a walk or a jog every day. And it became even more important for me to like get out, move my body, mm-hmm. get some fresh air, get in the sunshine. I mean, you have to do that early in El Paso mm-hmm. from May until November or you'll cook. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, there was a lot of people out and about in the mornings, moving around or late in the evenings. And it was really cool to see it. I'm really thankful that you, again, took the initiative to start that and to bring awareness to this issue that many of us are touched by, whether directly or indirectly. I think one of the big questions our listeners probably have, how can we participate in the Million Mile Project and also support the experience?
Yes. I would love to invite each of you to just go to Facebook and look up the Million Mile Project. It's got a purple symbol on mm-hmm. our page because we wanted to represent all the branches of the military coming together. But this is frankly a project for anyone. It's not just for military. So I'd encourage you to just go to the Facebook page and click to join. All you're committing to is following along with us for awareness. And we'd love to invite you to share the page with people that you think might want to be involved with that. There's some great resources in the files in the page there. We're not asking for money. It's not a foundation. It is simply an awareness project that we want to spread word of mouth, Facebook, social media. However, we are on Instagram as well on the Million Mile Project, but Facebook is really where you can access the Strava app to do the free app. Or if you're not into that type of technology, there is an email that is listed in there. It's 20afimsoy@gmail.com. You can even email your miles once a month. We do have a lot of older people in our families that aren't comfortable with all mm-hmm. the apps. And so you can do it the old fashioned way and just email them in once a month as well. We would love to collect those and just join in with us on bringing awareness to this very important issue.
Sounds like you all have really covered this on a lot of different angles too. Accommodate for a lot of different demographics and different life experiences. And you mentioned when it first kind of started thinking about that 22, that mm-hmm. number of 22, you know, the traditional 22 suicides a day. And so you actually have an annual 22-day challenge. When is that?
We do.
Tell us about that. Yeah.
Yes. So we started it on my cousin's birthday because we ended up doing his celebration of life on August 15th, which would have been his 39th birthday. Oh. And my aunt really wanted to, she said, I want to do something to encourage people to get out because we really feel that the COVID isolation is what became insurmountable for him, because he struggled with PTSD for years. He was in Fallujah in the early part of the war when he was a new and young Marine and experienced a lot of things. And he was kind of conquering some of that, but the isolation is what really just became too much for him. So we had to do his celebration of life service via Zoom, because in the state where he was, everything was still completely closed down. We waited a few months and finally just said, you know, we need to do this. We need to do something to honor him. So at the end of that Zoom celebration is when we all went out and did our first walk. And so we started August 15th and it goes to September 6th, which just coincidentally, if you want to say that, I also don't believe in coincidences. I think everything happens for a reason, but it leads into Suicide Prevention Week, the National Suicide Prevention Week. So we thought, okay, this is perfect. We can do this challenge for 22 days. It leads into Suicide Prevention Week. And it's just a great segue to that, promoting that week as well. So we started in 2020 and we did our second one this past summer. And we're going to keep going with that in the summers, but we do it year round all the time just to encourage people to stay active. And again, we've got a little race bib on that Facebook page you can print out. A lot of people will take a selfie and write messages and names of people on those and post it just as a way of honoring and remembering those that we love too. Mm.
That's beautiful, beautiful. And so well-intentioned and thought out. And, you know, I know it's been a while, but those losses still, you don't really ever get over those kinds of losses.
No.
You know, we heal from those, but, you know, my condolences on the loss of your cousin.
Thank you.
That's just really difficult. And I am thankful that there is some good coming out of it, but it's still just very devastating. And I know a lot of folks become Gold Star family members in that way that they could never have imagined. So my condolences to you and your aunt and uncle for sure.
Thank you. And I think another thing with this project is a lot of times when these situations happen, those of us that are maybe sitting back and watching and experience it happening to a friend or family member, you feel like there's nothing you can do.
Right.
And so this was just something we could actively do to bring awareness to the issue. And so I feel like that just really helped a lot.
And it brings such honor and depth to their life. Like, I think the biggest, when something like this happens, you know, when a service member or even anybody, even beyond the military, takes their own life, I think so many of us, people in general, don't know how to respond. So instead of doing something, we do nothing. And that's
exactly
probably even worse than, you know, being like, hey, I'm thinking of you, I'm praying for you. Like, I'm going to go walk. I walked 3 miles in honor of fill in the blank. You know, like the doing thing can really speak volumes for those going through those losses and that grief. And another way that we can support, should we choose, are those really cool Million Mile Project t-shirts, which I have one, wore it yesterday.
Yay!
Nice purple. Purple is one of my favorite colors. So tell us about how folks can snag one of those shirts for the cause.
So Armed Forces Insurance has been sponsoring this program. They are the owners of the Military Spouse of the Year program, and they've just been amazing support when I was going through this. So we do sell the t-shirts. It's, if you go to msoy.afi.org, there is a place you can search there to shop for the t-shirts. And they're only $12. It's like I said, we're not out to raise money. We're out to just raise awareness. So they're only $12. And if we do have any proceeds from the t-shirts, it goes to our scholarship program. The Military Spouse of the Year program has a scholarship program for continuing education for military spouses. And so it does contribute towards that program should we have any proceeds from it.
And again, they're very nice shirts. I love telling people about them. They're like, hey, what is that? And it just opens up that conversation and bring awareness, which is really, really great.
That's our goal with that.
Yes. And I feel like you are accomplishing that. And it's really great for me to be able to share that just in that little way of rocking that shirt. Now that I appreciate that
so much. I'm so excited to hear that you wore yours yesterday. That's awesome.
Yes. Well, I can actually wear sleeves now in El Paso, even though they're short sleeves. Like, I finally get to wear short sleeves in El Paso because it's not so darn hot. So finally that time of year. So my final question specifically about the Million Mile Project before we shift gears a little bit, do you have to be a veteran or military service member or affiliation to participate?
Absolutely not. Anyone that cares about our veteran and military community, we invite you and encourage you to participate. One of our biggest supporters this past 22-day challenge that we had was a friend of mine from high school who I have not seen in 30 years. She has no affiliation with the military. Mm. She just heard my story and we kind of connected on it. And she went all over the Northwest, mountains, hiking, everywhere with her t-shirt, posting selfies, talking about our project. And, you know, that was so amazing. She just said, I appreciate our military and what they do for our country so much. This is a small thing I can do to try to support and show that we care about our veterans. We care about our military and we don't want to lose any more lives to this issue. And that was just amazing. So anyone is invited to join us with that.
Well, Paulette, I have just thoroughly enjoyed you sharing your heart behind the Million Mile Project, and I'm looking forward to continuing our conversation. After this quick commercial break, we're going to shift gears, and we've got some fun surprises in the second half of our
show.
Sounds
good.
So listeners, if you'd like to connect with Paulette, you can find her on social media via Facebook at paulette.fryer. That's paulette.fryar, or on Instagram at paulettefryer. 2021 AFI MSOY. And then again, you can snag one of those shirts, get connected on Facebook, Million Mile Project. We also have an exciting giveaway for you. One lucky listener will win a Million Mile Project t-shirt. So for that chance to win, all you have to do is like, comment, or share this podcast from armywifenetwork.com on any social media platforms. You can also just comment on the social media platform, social media post talking about this episode. We will randomly choose a winner 1 week after this episode airs. So give yourself that holiday gift of spreading awareness of the Million Mile Project. Comment and enter that t-shirt giveaway. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview when we'll be chatting with this powerhouse mill spouse about her holiday happenings. We'll be right back after this super quick commercial break.
We'll return to more of the interview with Paulette Fryer in just a moment, but first we'd like to share some stories about holiday traditions. First up, we have you, Chrissy, with all sorts of family Christmas activities. Then we'll switch over to our empowerment ambassador, Corey Sibley, who's talking about her favorite traditions. Maybe some of our listeners will learn something new that they can adapt on their own. And after that, it's back to Sherita and her interview with Paulette.
Merry Christmas, listeners. Chrissy Gibbs here, Army Wife Network's content curator. Do you remember that feeling you had as a child during the month of December when Christmas was just a few short weeks away? I sure do. And now that I'm a parent, I'm trying to create that same rush for my own children as well. Each year, it feels like there are just so many things that I want to do, especially if we're in a new location. So instead of making a bucket list, I decided to create my own type of advent calendar for my kiddos with a little less chocolate. I have 25 little bags that I hang up starting on December 1st, and the boys get to open one bag each day. Inside the bags, I have either enclosed an activity for them to do that day, like go look at Christmas lights, bake cookies, maybe watch a movie, or could also contain a small gift. I love having the visual countdown to Christmas while also checking things off of our bucket list. Here's an expert tip from me to you. You'll want to make sure you set up some type of rotation schedule for the opening process, because otherwise there could be arguments and fighting amongst your children. I typically just add a quick little initial to the back of each bag, and then I know which child will be opening it. If you use advent calendars, let us know. Tag us on social media because we would love to see them. From my family to yours, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Hello, listeners. This is Corey Sibley, your engagement ambassador, and I wanted to share with you some of my most favorite Christmas traditions. Now, growing up, my husband nor I had set traditions, so we knew we wanted to make sure that we had some to do with our kids since it was our favorite holiday. Every year, we take one of the kiddos at a time to shop for their siblings. They love to have something that they can give each other, and they love to have their time alone to shop for one another. We also watch a different Christmas movie every night. Now, if a second one was released, we have to watch them in order, like Home Alone, we start with the first one, which in my opinion is the best one, and then follow along with number two or number three. We make sure to make a list of places to go to see Christmas lights. Also, on Christmas Eve, everyone gets to open a Christmas gift, and to nobody's surprise, it's matching pajamas. We are all so excited for Christmas that we usually wake up about 5 o'clock in the morning and put on some coffee, throw in some cinnamon rolls, and get at it. My oldest, who is 21 now, he is the one who gets to play Santa and pass out all the gifts. I think that is still, to this day, his most favorite part. Anyway, thank you for listening to my favorite Christmas traditions. From my family to yours, happy holidays.
Welcome back, listeners. We're continuing our conversation with Paulette Fryer, the 2020-2021 AFI Military Spouse of the Year. So Paulette, let's talk about the upcoming holidays.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, here is the ultimate tree decorating question. Colored or white lights?
I don't know if this is popular, but for us, it's always white lights.
It's so classy.
Always white lights.
I love that. Are they the tiny little lights? Are they like the big classic bulb lights? Or let's talk about this.
We do little. We do little and we do white. And the reason I do that is just because you never know how you're going to decorate, and it'll go with whichever theme you go with. And, you know, as military families, we move around a lot, and that, you know, those get packed away and brought out often. So things get broken. You got to change your theme last minute. Mm-hmm. You just never know. So I like white lights because they go with anything and you don't have to worry about it. So.
And that's such a classy choice, because I feel like white lights can be used for other safe, like weddings and graduations and all that good stuff. And, you know, as an empty nester, I'm sure you don't have to worry about, you know, you still have to contend with military breakage, but
yes,
you know, I'm in a season of tiny humans.
Yes. Still,
and so I am of the colored lights, the ones that have the different like patterns and stuff, except the challenge with that is I have to plug them into each other and the one controller doesn't work. So if one kid clicks one of the buttons, then they don't match and it bothers me. So maybe I should go with the white lights this year.
I have been known upon different years, and, you know, and as military families too, sometimes we're not here at Christmas. We're traveling to see family, that sort of thing. So I have been known to just whip another strand of white lights around an artificial tree that the lights weren't working on and just put more over the top of it and make it work. Cause that's what we do, right? We just adapt, pivot, make it work.
And nobody can see the difference on that. They're like, are those lights work? No, I they're fine. Yeah, that
definitely
works.
Definitely agree with that.
Well, so I would love to know, what's your favorite Christmas song and why?
So my favorite Christmas song is, it's more of a hymn, and it's Oh Holy Night.
Oh,
I don't know if you're familiar with that
song.
Yes. And I love it. It was my grandma's favorite. And one of the reasons it's my favorite is that growing up, I used to sing in church a lot. And so did my mom. And we would always do a duet of Oh Holy Night at Christmas Eve service when I was growing up. So that's hands down my favorite Christmas song, because it's just so nostalgic for me. And man, I'd love to get to sing with my mom again, to be able to do that again someday. But
that's beautiful.
Yeah, good memories.
I love that song too. Like when it comes to the fall on your knees, like that just stick a fork in me. Yeah. I'm done. I'm so done. I'm like, I'm on my knees. Oh, I get it. Oh, that's beautiful. So on a related note, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
So this is something that we did when I was growing up, and we also did with our children. And if you're familiar with an Advent wreath, they do have the Advent calendars, and then we did all different types of situations like that when the kids are growing up. But we would do a little wreath in the middle of the table that had the four candles, and you light the candle for each week leading up towards Christmas. Mm-hmm. And if you're familiar with that. So we would always have that time after dinner and do that. But we had a little box in the middle of the wreath, just like a little tin or something. And we called it the kindness box. And after we did our Advent candle lighting after dinner, We would always sing Joy to the World. And this is best done super loud and crazy when you have lots of little kids. So we have lots of, you know, get into that. And then we'd have our kindness box. So we go around the table and say something kind that we did for someone else that day. And if you had done something kind for someone else and had something to share, there would be little treats in the box, maybe Hershey kisses or quarters or something like that. And you would get the treat if you had a kindness that you could share that you did that day. So that was just a fun tradition that we always did with the kids to try to just during the Christmas season, get them to think about others as well.
That's beautiful and very unique. Like I've heard the Advent candles and the different colors and each week and that kind of thing, but I've never heard like the, you know, the kindness box folded in with that, with the bellowing Joy to the World. What a beautiful combination of,
well,
of
we did raise, experience. We did raise four boys. So you knew it wasn't going to be a stoic rendition
right,
of any very, song that we
very
would
beautiful,
sing.
So like, yeah.
The louder, the better.
Louder the better, break some chairs in the process, maybe, I don't know, hypothetically.
I'm sure that happened at some point. Like I said, raising four boys, always crazy.
Blocked it out of your mind, for sure.
Pretty much.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's something something that, you know, I'm kind of taking notes on, because I love those deeper things, and I haven't really created any of the really like deep, meaningful traditions like ours right now, because our kids are still pretty little and, you know, in typical military fashion, my husband's here and there and all over the place. So some years it's right. Like, let's just get through it, guys. Let's just get through it.
You know, in those situations, I really found that having a tradition that we could do at dinner time was great, because we had that same thing that was going to happen. They knew it was coming, and whether dad's here, gone, wherever we are, we could still do that little tradition that made us feel like it was Christmas time, no matter what the situation was. So I really, my mom started it. It is not my original idea.
Oh,
definitely my great. Mom's idea, but
very
it's
cool.
Something that worked really well to have, because you could do it no matter how old your kids are. That's something you could do. And it's just a special little tradition that you can have no matter where you are or what you're doing. You can take 5 minutes to do that. So
yeah. We've, I think one of the traditions we do every year that my daughter and I look forward to the most, my son is, he's four, going to be five soon, but my daughter's almost nine, which is weird and awesome all at once. But my daughter and I, every year now, we make a Jesus birthday cake. Like we used to, you know, I think I started when she was her first Christmas, I made a birthday cake. And let me just tell you, I'm not a professional baker, but I have improved drastically, because that first icing recipe I got off Pinterest, I was like, this is no bueno. Like it was okay, but it was messy. And after COVID last year, if something good has come out of COVID, it was the Great British Baking Show, watching it
there
constantly. And I was like, I think I can make chocolate ganache. I think I can make fondant and all kinds of stuff. So last year we did a ridiculous, ridiculous cake, 3 tiers, 12 layers.
That's awesome.
Donated the 2 bottom like tiers to the Salvation Army for Christmas, because I was like, I don't need a 17-pound cake in my living room or my kitchen. Like there's only 4 of us. This is not going to end well. But
what an awesome memory.
Yeah.
You know, and we have so much fun every year. And
yeah,
and that will be a tradition that your children can, you know, take with them as they get older. I think that's awesome.
We have a lot of fun with it. And my daughter loves planning, like, hey, let's do a chocolate one, let's do a pink one this year. And she watched those shows with me, so she knows all the terminology too. Like, are we going to make marshmallow fondant? I don't really like the fondant. We need to make buttercream icing. And I'm like, oh, brother.
She's going to be a baking snob before she's 10 years old.
Right. I know. Right. I'm like,
in all the best ways.
Can't we just get you a Kroger cake this year? Just something from Albertsons. I don't know.
Love it.
Well, Paulette, where will you be celebrating Christmas this year?
So we're actually doing something a little interesting for Christmas this year. We are going to be down in the Fort Worth area for the Armed Forces Football Bowl game.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So the Military Spouse of the Year program is sending me down there for, I think, a halftime something going on
cool.
with that. But it's on December 22nd. And I have a brother that lives in the Dallas area. So we decided we're going to just stay in the Dallas area for Christmas and have whatever kids we can have travel can meet us there.
We do have one that's serving in the Air Force now. He's not going to be able to travel mm-hmm. for Christmas, but you know, we're going to wing it and try something different.
In typical male spouse fashion, going with the no plan plan.
We're winging it. I fully
support that. Yes. where do you currently live right now, and where are all your boys at beyond the Air Force? So,
yes, we are currently stationed at U.S. TRANSCOM, United States Transportation Command, which is located on Scott Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. And it is in the St. Louis area, just across the Mississippi into Illinois, but we're 20 minutes from downtown St. Louis. So we are currently there, and we have one son who is at Lackland right now, but he's actually going to be heading to Travis Air Force Base in California, somewhere between mid-December and mid-January. So we're kind of waiting to see what's happening with that for him. And then we have one up in north of Seattle at Western Washington University, finishing a master's degree this year. He's going to be a teacher. And we've got one in the Portland, Oregon area who he finished a 2-year degree for college, and he's now doing an electrician's apprentice program down there. And then we've got one that's closer to the Seattle area, just south of the Seattle area, Tacoma area, and Washington State. We lived in that area when our kids all graduated high school. So they kind of all initially started college out there. A couple of them were in school up in Bellingham there. And so we've got another one living in that area right now that's finished with school. So yeah,
excellent.
Pacific Northwest is where we are originally from. And so they've kind of gravitated back there. We'll see. They're all in their early to mid 20s, so
you've got time.
We'll see.
We'll see where they end up. Yeah, I was gonna say, give it time. It'll see how it shakes down. We loved the Pacific Northwest. It was one of our favorite duty stations. Just one of our favorite times at JBLM. So
yeah, we lived pretty close to there, and so that's where one of our kiddos kind of went back to that area. So enjoying that. Yeah.
Well, Paulette, I've just had such a good time chatting with you, not only about the Million Mile Project, but also about your Christmas traditions, where you're at, where you're going. So, so, so thankful that you took some time out to share your experiences with us today. And so as we wrap up today, I would love it if you could remind our listeners where they can go to find even more empowering information about your resources and how to get connected with you.
Sure. So on Facebook, I do have, it's Paulette Fryer 2021 AFIMSOY is my Facebook page for Military Spouse of the Year, or you can find me at Paulette Corrigan Fryer is my personal Facebook page, and the same names on Instagram. And again, the Million Mile Project on Facebook. I'd love it if everybody hearing this would take a moment and go and join that page and maybe share it with just one person that you think could benefit from it, so that we can grow that community for support for our military and veterans.
Absolutely. Very good. I just love what you're doing. I'm fangirling over here because I love watching you guys from the distance. And I'm just like, look at the cool stuff they're doing. Aww, I get to talk to her.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to me.
I appreciate it. I appreciate so much you having me and getting to share a little bit of my story and a little bit of my passion with that. I mean, my ultimate passion is, you know, connecting and supporting military spouses in general. And it's just been a huge blessing to have the opportunity with this title to be able to do that even more. It's an amazing community. Military spouses are an amazing community. They're the best people I've ever known. And so it's wonderful to get to share within that community.
Yes, I completely agree with you, and I'm 100% biased and completely okay with that. So, male spouses are the best people on the planet, bias and all.
They are.
Well, as our final question that we do for all of our guests, Paulette, we always love to ask about one of our pillars here at AWN, which is empowerment. So,
could you
complete the sentence? Empowerment is?
So, empowerment, I was looking up the definition first just so I could think about this. Empowerment is the process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. So when I think about empowerment and thinking about power, that to me as a military spouse relates to knowledge. Knowledge is power. You know, we don't know what we don't know.
And that is one of the reasons that I love to connect and support military spouses, to share with them more information so that they do have the knowledge about different resources, different supports, different programs that are available to them as a military spouse. So when we do get in those situations, which we often do, that we do not control our situation, we can control, you know, having the knowledge to control what we can control brings a little bit of peace with that. So I feel like empowerment is knowledge. Knowledge is power. And that is what I want to share with the military spouse community, especially the young military spouses that I encounter. I'm very passionate. I'm a mentor with the Military Mothers of Preschoolers International. And I just believe in teaching and showing the way to that younger generation to give them empowerment for their future as military families.
I totally agree with that. And I feel like you're doing that so well with
your mission,
with your platform, with your experiences with AFI, such a good organization and great program they've got going. So Paulette, thank you so much for coming onto the show, inspiring me, inspiring our listeners, mill spouses everywhere. It's an honor to hear about all the things you've been accomplishing. And absolutely a wonderful example for our fellow mill spouses. Thank you again. And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sharita. I just really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share. I love what you're doing as well. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Paulette. Now we're going to pop back over to our little elves in the studio, AKA our host, and see what they thought of today's empowering interview with the 2020-2021 AFI Military Spouse of the Year, Paulette Fryer. Back to you in the studio, ladies.
Thanks to Paulette Fryer for sharing her story with us this week. Again, if you'd like to connect with Paulette, check her out on the AFI Military Spouse of the Year website, msoy.afi.org. You can also catch her on Facebook at Paulette.Fryer. That's PAULETTE.FRYAR. And Instagram at PaulettFryer2021AFIMSOY. Now, don't worry if you missed all of that. You can find Paulette's information and more over in our show notes on ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Just head to our homepage, then click the AWTR tab.
It's now time for a little encouragement, a gift we can always use in our stocking and even throughout the year. I can't wait to hear from the ever amazing military veteran and author, Juwanda Bryant, with her encouragement minute. Then to continue those good feelings, Sarah, you'll be sharing some of your holiday wishes for our listeners. Yes, you listeners, especially if you're in a season of life that doesn't feel normal.
Welcome to 60 Seconds of Serenity with Juwanda Bryant. Your encouragement of today reads, set boundaries. The reason why it is necessary to set boundaries is so that you can protect your peace, your sanity. You cannot allow everyone access. If you do, people will not value your time or energy. For those of us who are people pleasers, setting boundaries will be tough to do because you are changing your behavior. It will even feel uncomfortable, but it must happen. What does setting boundaries look like? It may look like you not giving all your time to something that does not benefit you or your well-being, not responding to emails on the weekend, and not giving a definite answer until you have thought about it. You know what boundaries need to be set, so set them. It's your life. This has been 60 Seconds of Serenity with Juwanda Bryant, military veteran and author of Danny and the Deployer miniseries.
This is Sarah Peachy, Army Wife Network's content editor, and this year I wanted to do a little something different. The last 2 years have been a weird season of life for many of us, and so I wanted to send each of you out there some special holiday greetings and some tidings of comfort and joy, especially if your current experience doesn't feel normal. This year, I'm sending extra special holiday wishes to those who are celebrating far from home, searching for a little bit of peace, especially my fellow introverts out there, Missing your extended family? Staying home and feeling lonely? Longing for your loved one who was deployed or on duty away from you? Missing a family member who was lost recently? Reminiscing about past holidays? Spending time in between homes through the holiday season? Feeling overwhelmed by the holiday season? Bravely having tough conversations? Feeling at odds with loved ones? And anyone else who needs a little extra love? You are in my heart, and I wish you the warmest holiday and a happy new year.
Thank you for that encouraging piece, Sarah. What a great way to reach out to our listeners that may be going through difficult times with families, military life, or just life in general. And speaking of those going through difficult times, we want to highlight an organization that is dedicated to helping service members and their families who are facing hard times during the holiday season. Operation Christmas Spirit is part of Operation Help a Hero, which supports service members and their families, single service members, and unit events. There are plenty of ways you can help too. You can host an angel tree, collect gift cards, donate online, host a toy drive, collect gifts for single service members, collect donations for holiday parties, and more. If you find yourself an Amazon shopper like me, you can select Operation Christmas Spirit as part of Amazon Smile, and qualifying orders will send a small donation to the organization for every purchase you make. There's also an Operation Help a Hero wish list on Amazon, so you can buy from that list and Amazon will take care of all the shipping. To get donating or to find out more, go to operationhelpahero.org.
I never heard of this organization before. I think you put it in the newsletter.
Yes,
recently.
I did. Yes, I was looking for organizations that were military friendly around this time of year. And this one came up and I also had never heard of it. And it sounds quite amazing. There's a lot of options for helping out families.
That's what I love about it is there's so many ways that you can help, like, and you don't really have to leave your couch. So if you're finding that you're someone who is overwhelmed with the holiday season, which I think a lot of people do, between planning family visits, getting all of your traditions in, doing all of your shopping, all of those things, you can just sit on your couch and just click a couple times and send them plenty of things that are helpful to the organization. These Amazon wish lists are just such a cool, simple way to support an organization with everything that they need.
Correct. They really made it easy for us. And honestly, if you really do, if you're a go-getter and want to volunteer, there's so many options for that as well. I love the variety that they offer.
Well, folks, it's time for a quick break here in the ever merry Army Wife Network studio. But while we refill our mugs of hot chocolate, let's hear more about holiday traditions from content curator assistant, Amanda Krieger, and social media coordinator, Kayla Gebline.
Hey there, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. This is Amanda Krieger, your content curator assistant. I'm here to share with you my favorite Christmas memory, which is really different from every other Christmas memory I have. See, growing up, with my three siblings, Christmas morning was spent rapidly opening presents. And given that there were four of us, there was a lot to open and a lot of wrapping paper and ribbons to clean up after. But last year, my first Christmas where my son was old enough to be excited about presents and such, we did it a little differently. Rather than rushing through the present opening, we let him take the lead. And he took his time. He opened each present very slowly, and he wanted to put each toy together right after he opened it, and he wanted to take some time to play with that particular toy before he moved on to the next one. And I was really surprised. I'd never seen anyone open presents that way. But I was also really impressed because he was very grateful for each one. And I could see his excitement. I could see how much he wanted to play and he wanted to just take that time to slow down and enjoy the day. It did mean that we were opening presents for 8 hours last Christmas. And as different as it was from every other year, I loved it and I can't wait to do it again this year. How do you handle present opening, whether it's Christmas presents or Hanukkah or whatever other holidays you are celebrating this season?
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your Army Wife Network social media coordinator. I'm Kayla Gebline, and I'm here to talk about how sometimes Christmas traditions can be different every year. I guess that defeats the purpose of the word tradition, but being in this military lifestyle, you have to be flexible. Growing up, we did the same Christmas things every year, like picking up the tree, decorating it together, ate the same food on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, all of that. But then you grow up, and you get married, and you move away, and you start to make new traditions. And then the Army happens, but also life happens. Last year, I ended up getting COVID over Christmas, so we couldn't do much due to me being quarantined. And now this year, I am pregnant and due in early January with twins, so who knows when they will decide to show up. But the point of all this is we've had to make new traditions and be flexible over the years because Christmas is always different for us. Usually it's in a different spot, different people. So we have created something to do every year that's different. So a couple years ago, my husband and I made a ton of Christmas cookies from his family and my family. And we went around and delivered them to the guys who had to work on Christmas Eve. And then hopefully there was enough for Christmas Day. Last year, we decided to get some matching pajamas because we couldn't be in the same room with each other. So we figured at least we could match and FaceTime and do things that way. And now this year, everything is really up in the air because who knows what we will be doing or if there will be a new additions to the family that we will need to account for. We haven't come up with our special thing for this year yet, but I'm sure it will be great just like all of the others. So if you can't do what you normally do this year, try not to stress and remember that Christmas can be as special as you want it to be. And it's okay if it's different every year. Happy holidays, everyone.
And the AWN holiday cheer keeps on coming. It might make you feel a little sentimental, but here's our empowerment elf, or agent, Amanda Bickneys, with her weekly Empowerment Patrol report, showcasing our command team MRE recipient.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bickneys, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing one of our volunteers who is an MRE winner, which, by the way, that stands for Motivated and Ready to Empower. This MRE comes from our command team and goes out to Corey Sibley, our engagement ambassador here at Army Wife Network. Corey is a mama of three and an Army spouse of 18 years. She and her husband have a 20-year-old son that attends University of Kentucky, a 12-year-old daughter that plays middle school volleyball, and a 9-year-old son that plays baseball. All that to say, they are always very busy. Corey's hobbies are going to the gym and making crafts. She also loves to travel, hang out at the beach, and listen to country music. The Sibley family has lived in 7 different states and moved 14 times. Woo! We also want to give a huge shout out again to our Band of Bloggers team for making it such an awesome year. Army Wife Network is so appreciative of our Band of Bloggers for always going above and beyond and truly being motivated and ready to empower. So much thanks again goes out to Corey and our Band of Bloggers team for doing their part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bickneys, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
We here at Army Wife Network know that there are incredible and empowering military spouses around the world. So we want to hear all about them, especially as we prep for our 2021 season. Nope, that wouldn't be right. Especially as we prep for our 2022 season. Give those military spouses the gift of recognition by submitting a nomination on our website via the Everyday Empowerment menu option. We also want to empower other organizations that are doing good for our military families, so you can also nominate them to receive a donation under our Get Involved menu entitled AWN Empowers.
Much like our presence under the tree or acts of kindness we share year-round, there are plenty of ways to celebrate the holiday season. Take a walk through a Christmas market with podcast production assistant Annie Pierce. And get ready to jot down some mouth-watering recipes for crowd pleasers from assistant content editor Angie Andrews.
Hello, konnichiwa, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This is Angie Andrews, AWN Assistant Content Editor, and I just wanted to wish you all happy holidays. We all know that the holiday season is super busy, and I've heard that some people really stress out about food prep and such, and you know that you'll probably be invited to some gatherings and potlucks, so I thought I would share some quick, easy recipes with you in case you're searching for what to bring to that group gathering. So first up is a spinach dip, and I won't even tell you the whole recipe. I will just tell you, go ahead and pick up a package of Knorr vegetable soup at your commissary or your regular grocery store or what have you, because on the back is the most fabulous spinach dip recipe. And my mom's secret, which I believe is true, go ahead and refrigerate it overnight because it'll taste better the next day. Next up, if you are more a cheese and crackers type person, I've got a great cheese ball recipe where you just need some softened cream cheese, probably one package or two, depending on the size of your gathering. And then you're just going to mix into it some chopped green onions and honey ham. It's really important to pick the honey ham kind because it'll taste better. And again, this one probably tastes better if you refrigerated it overnight, but that's it. Just mix it together, shape it in a ball if you want, and serve it up with some crackers or pretzels or whatever snacks you like. And those are my holiday easy potluck and gathering recipes. I hope you all have a great time, whoever you're spending your holidays with, and definitely enjoy some good food.
Merry Christmas, everyone. My name is Annie Pierce. I'm AWN's podcast production assistant, and I'm here to talk to you today about learning about other cultures' holiday traditions. One of the great things about the military is that they send you to all these different places to live. My husband and I were lucky enough to spend 3 magical years in Germany, and I quickly learned about their holiday tradition of having Christmas markets. They are seriously all over the place in Germany, and it is, I think, a wonderful holiday tradition. A town or a city will have these wooden stalls where they sell food or they sell little holiday gifts, and there's Christmas lights. Sometimes there's live Christmas music. Sometimes they put on a show. And it's just a really great way to get outside and enjoy the holiday season with your family. And a part of these Christmas markets is a drink that I found that I quickly came to enjoy, which is called Glühwein. Glühwein is a hot mulled wine, and in my opinion, a great way to keep warm during those cold winter months. So I am looking forward to finding more Christmas markets around the world. I hope that you enjoy your holiday traditions. I hope that you and your family have a wonderful holiday season.
What a great way to wrap up a show all about the holiday season. food, fun, connection, inspiration, encouragement, and togetherness.
Listeners, we here at Army Wife Network work so hard to bring you quality, applicable content, no matter what the weather or season. As an all-volunteer organization, we always appreciate your support in achieving our mission. If you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, we would love to begin a conversation about partnering up, chatting about all things sponsorship. The new year is approaching, and it's a great time to break in some new ad space, reaching thousands of followers on a weekly basis. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get more info in your holiday sponsorship stocking. As the lights grow dim and the chaos from wrapping presents settles, we are turning out the lights in the Army Wife Network studio, ready to take some time with loved ones this holiday season.
That's right, listeners. Slap a sparkly bow on it, as that about wraps it up for this installment of Army Wife Talk Radio. Make plans to join us this coming Thursday at noon Eastern for our final Facebook Live MilSpouse Empowerment Moment of the Year. If you miss it, don't worry. We'll turn it into a podcast you can check during your holiday block leave. In the spirit of all things holiday, we will be taking a nice long break, but be sure to join us on January 17th for our next episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. We'll be kicking off the new year focused on finances with Frank Molinar, author of Financial Dominance, Your Battle Plan for a Richer Life. We can't wait to kick off our 17th, yes, 17th year on the air. We're aging like a fine wine over here, which we've heard Santa prefers with his cookies instead of milk, just FYI.
As we sign off for the final time in this 2021 season, we just want to say thank you. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to our incredible sponsors. And of course, thanks to all of our Army Wife Network listeners and followers. Seriously, we appreciate you all from head to mistletoe. We've all faced some major changes over the past year, and our community has shown that it is so much stronger together.
That's right, Chrissy. Listeners, we are here to walk through this military life journey with you, no matter what you're facing, be it deployment, PCS, parenting, furthering your education, or anything military life. Always remember, we've got your six. We wish you a warm, joyful, relaxing, and peaceful holiday season. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. For the final time in the 2021 year, this is your AWN Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.